tonight on IFAF.
Idaho Falls and Fur.
As in ball.
You know, he'd have to be, because how is he going to survive these stinking winters otherwise?
Yeah.
I know, I sleep more when it's cold out.
You've been living under a rock and you're getting news from this show. God help you.
Yeah.
May he have mercy on your soul.
I love a themed party.
That's true.
Yeah, but also I never get to wear my pajamas out and I have some really cute PJs, so.
They had this conversation with him. Hey, we're moving in a different direction. Away from the coach of the year? You want to move in a direction opposite of that?
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Welcome back and good evening, ungovernables, outliers, independent thinkers, highbrows and lowbrows. Yes, this is the show that's just as at home eating the Grand America Sunday brunch or having a chili dog with Mr. Chili Dog Joshua Dipka at Mitchell's Truck Stop north of town. We feel that maybe you might be here because you have some sort of sense of, I don't know, dissatisfaction with the weak sauce, milk toast, watered down puff piece mainstream media in this town.
Well, Mike, tell us how you really feel.
We might be what you're missing. IDK. But hit the like button, subscribe, follow, rate, whatever you'd like to do to let the algorithm know that you're into Idaho Falls infotainment, opinion, bad jokes, dad jokes on tonight's episode, a new mammal discovered right here in East Idaho.
We sure do love a critter. Plus, we'll tell you all about a sound bath sleepover going on.
What? We take the Idaho Falls community survey.
A petition for a local coach to keep his job.
And we try a Girl Scout cookie-themed treat for treat time that I just cannot wait for.
Ooh la la.
I saw this inspirational meme today. Stop doom scrolling. Put down your doom phone and take a doom walk outside. Drink some doom water. Doom breathe.
You know, it's always better to be doom hydrated than doom dehydrated, so.
Listen to a doom podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you're going to have an inspirational meme, I think that shitpost is definitely better than like sincere as far as like a, yeah, a tone of the inspirational meme, you know?
I'm a fan of shitposting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I like that because it does have some real advice in it, but it's done in like a jokey joke funny way that doesn't make you like, okay, I am defiant by nature. Mm-hmm. So if someone's like, hey, sweetheart, smile, I get really pissed off. I don't like that.
I've learned,
you know,
never say that to a woman.
Don't say that to anyone.
Ever. Guys, even if you're thinking she'd look a lot cuter if she was smiling, like say to your waitress, don't ever say it.
Don't.
Ever.
That. Don't do that.
Oh, yeah. And don't ever remind a woman about something she did when she was drunk. I had to learn that the hard way.
Ah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
But anyway, the point I'm getting at is, for example, if someone told me to hydrate, I would become the Sahara Desert before I would allow them to have influenced me.
Right.
You know, it's so stupid. But anyway, if you're going to do an inspirational meme, I would say make it shitposty because then it doesn't feel like you're telling me what to do.
What's your definition of shitposting?
I like the doom, go for a doom walk, mm-hmm, you know.
Just something completely ridiculous.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Meant to be funny.
Yeah, right, right.
Are you going to hydrate now?
I am.
Unless you've been talking about it.
See, and that was brilliant that you asked, are you going to hydrate now, instead of saying, oh, you should take a drink.
Right.
Because then I would just set my water back down.
You'd be a lot prettier if you would just take a drink.
Okay, but that's true, though. Hydration is very important, and people don't recognize that.
Right. I'm just thinking of a guy at a bar. You'd be a lot prettier to me if I took a drink. All right, anyway. Speaking of hydrating, we've talked about flu season. We've talked about my dad is on my mind. Mm-hmm. And we might have to have this conversation again because this is, when I say my dad, I'm really talking about my stepdad, but he's the man that raised me. Mm-hmm. He lives here in Idaho Falls. And I was bitching about him a couple episodes ago for not taking his medication.
Right.
Anyway, he's not doing super hot. A little worried about him. But I know he is getting the best care. Mm-hmm. He's surrounded by family and friends. And you know, if you pray, you stick him on your prayer chain, would you? Okay. Thanks a lot. And more follow-ups? Mm-hmm. Our INL connections. I guess there were a couple of, they let us know there were a couple of meetings today, little webinars, little Zooms.
Mm-hmm.
This past week about the transition, about all of the local workers got until June,
mm-hmm.
mid-June, I think, to come back to the office, and remote workers have until January.
Wild to think of, huh?
Yeah. And I was like, now, is that part of the federal mandate? And he's like, well, for DOE workers, for Department of Energy workers, it is. But a lot of us are private contractors,
mm-hmm.
you know, that kind of thing. And I said, so how's it going? And I think his biggest question is, why? And the only answer he can think of is the one we gave last episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's a boomer thing.
Yeah.
The managers just want to have their people in the office.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. That's really all it is.
That's all it is.
You know? So
as we understand it.
Yeah. So I actually have a friend who recently got to start doing hybrid work. So she has a couple of days where she works from home during the week. And I, you know, reached out to her in the middle of the day just thinking about her. And she was kind of talking to me about it. And she had like done some laundry. She'd already finished like two projects. She was talking about how much easier it was to focus on her work and actually get it done when she was at home, even with, you know, doing the laundry in the background and stuff like that.
And that's sort of been a common complaint we're hearing a lot is, I'm so much more productive from mm-hmm. home, not only on my job, but also in my personal life.
Right.
We talked about a special kind of producing.
right. A couple reproducing episodes. Even.
But there's other complaints like they don't know where they're going to put these people still.
Sure.
So they don't know if they're going to have an office that looks over the river or mm-hmm. they're going to be stuffed in a basement.
Yeah.
Parking is another real big.
It's just going to be a nightmare.
Real world concern.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially where we don't really have that great of public transport. I mean, we've got the GIF program, which is awesome for folks who don't have a car.
And award winning, as we found out.
But also, if you do have a car, it doesn't really make as much sense to take GIF.
The mayor in her speech. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they could increase it. Noobs, you'll see parking, lots around town, scattered around town,
mm-hmm.
and you'll wonder, how come that's such a huge parking lot?
Right.
But if you drive by at 5 a.m, you'll see a bunch of site buses there,
mm-hmm.
or at night, and people drive to the parking lot, hop on the site bus,
mm-hmm.
take the bus out to the INA. That's what we've covered that too.
Yeah.
That's what we call the INL facility out in the West Desert. Other concerns for local workers are, I have to factor in the cost of childcare
mm-hmm.
and the commute.
Right.
So mm-hmm. my automobile gas bill just went up
mm-hmm.
and so did my childcare costs.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Can I also talk about the mental labor that goes into going into the office?
Yeah.
You know, not only do you have to get up and get ready in the morning at a specific time so that you can be there on time versus, you know, waking up slow, rolling out of bed. You don't really have to get ready because no one's going to see you. But let's also take a moment to think about the fact that when you're working from home, you can just fart whenever you feel like it.
Yeah.
And there's no one there to judge you.
You can do things on your own schedule.
Right. And you don't have to be subtle about it. You can be as disgusting as you want.
Yeah.
And you don't have to think about any of that. And fart, now all of a sudden,
and
pick
fart,
your toes.
Yeah.
You know?
And your nose.
Yeah. All kinds of other gross stuff. You can clip your nails at your desk and no one will be upset with you if you're at home versus if you're at the office.
But but you're right. And there are some coworkers who do that in the office. And they're disgusting people.
And we hate them. Yeah.
They are garbage humans.
Right.
But sort of along the same line, a concern was brought up, you know, what about sick days?
Right. Sick days and wardrobes too.
I bet sick days. Yeah. Wardrobes is one of them. Mm-hmm. But sick days are going to increase because, you know, when you're sick, but you could still make it to the home office, you could still shuffle 10 feet that away
mm-hmm.
in your bathrobe and get some work done versus got to get in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Got to pretend that I'm human.
Yeah.
Got to double medicate. Got to blow my nose. Mm-hmm. And all that, you know, got to get dressed.
Well, and not only
in
that,
real clothes,
but also if you're contagious.
Aha. Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
Like there have been days when I've been sick and I've been contagious, but I felt fine. Like, I knew that if I went to work, I would get someone sick, but like, I could work. So if I could work from home, I could absolutely be productive versus if I have to go into the office, I'm not going to get anything done because I don't want to get everyone else sick.
Not a lot of people still are very happy about this. I think it's going to happen
right, regardless,
but the INL does have a logistical challenge at this point, creating the space for all these workers that they're going to bring back. Oh, let's talk about remote workers now. These are people who have homes that maybe they got for 3% interest, say 5 years ago when the INL first started hiring remote workers that understood that they'd be able to work remotely forever.
Right.
So maybe had a shot at a five-year job and didn't take that in favor of this one. And now they're just hosed.
Right.
If they want to continue working for the INL, got to sell their home, move here, buy a home at 7, 8% interest. By the way, have we mentioned we're real estate agents?
Yeah. So if you are one of them and you would like to keep working at the INL, please give us a call. We'd be more than happy to help you.
Yeah. The market's great. It really is right now.
Right.
What's it going to be like in 6 months? You know, as the spring and summer season start heating up? We don't know. We can give you all the historical data. We can even make predictions, but it's dangerous to make predictions.
Right.
Isn't it? As we've found out before, prior to 2020.
Yep.
Anyway, so a lot of people that work remotely have the same kind of challenges in their lives as well.
And have you heard about some of the like rumors around the INL layoffs? So I saw quite a few posts on the Idaho Falls Reddit about it. A lot of people talking about things like, oh, if I do an internship there, will I get hired on? Are there going to be layoffs because of the, you know, government cutbacks and stuff like that?
Oh, with DOGE?
Yeah.
The Department of Government Efficiency, Elon Musk and his crew?
Yeah, which I will say it's hilarious that it's called DOGE.
Not lost on us.
Yeah. So in the last week, I saw like four different posts talking about it. And it's not like there are a lot of posts on that subreddit anyway, because it is Idaho Falls after all. But I think it's kind of interesting because, like, for example, there was a guy who was asking, hey, if I become an intern, will I likely get a job there? And one of the guys said something like, it isn't super... Sorry, the timing isn't super great. The INL is a bit of a dumpster fire at the moment. So I'm kind of wondering if he's in it and he's seeing some of the changes happening, both with the return to work and also with people,
I don't know,
you know, getting
I don't know why he would say that if he didn't have knowledge of that.
Right. That was kind of my question too. But yeah, there were a couple of really interesting comments through it. Like, let's see here.
Is it just me or... when it comes to employee retention, do you want to just be super careful about that when it comes to, oh, I don't know, a nuclear facility?
Yeah, you'd think that that would be kind of an important one. Now, one person did also point out that they are contractors, so they're not necessarily as susceptible to that as some other departments could be, like the National Park Service, for example. But there still seems to be a lot of people who are just really concerned about it and worried about how this is going to affect them. And especially with how many folks right here in town are here because of the INL, it kind of makes you wonder how that's going to change our social landscape a little. Well, and can I also talk a little bit about morale? Because as these people go back to the office and everyone who was already there gets cramped or like has to share their space or has to deal with the guy who forgot that he can't fart whenever he feels like.
Right. Or people who have gotten into a zone.
Yeah.
You know, they've got their routine down. And to that, I temper that a little bit with the only constant is change.
Right.
You know, nothing is forever.
Sure.
That's cool. But there were people that were hoping it would be like this for 15, 20 years.
Till they could retire at least.
And it ain't gonna be.
Well, we'll keep you updated. That's all we can say for now, I guess.
Yeah. Brushbuck Tours, the Jackson Hole Wildlife Tour Guide Group. That was featured in an ad for Google Gemini with Google Sheets.
During the Super Bowl. Or the big game, as we're all supposed to call it for some reason.
In marketing, you're supposed... like, if you're doing news and commentary...
Right.
Or infotainment...
Yeah, you're gonna say it.
Like we do, you can say Super Bowl.
Yeah,
you but you can I just talk think like it's people stupid. Talk. But if you're using it in your own marketing and promotion or your own ad, like it's a Super Bowl savings weekend at Mike and Carly Toyota.
Right.
You probably get sued for that.
Yeah, which is dumb to me, though.
Unless you have express permission of the NFL.
I mean,
why? By the way, guys, Mike and Carly Toyota doesn't exist.
Yeah, no. I mean, I wish. That could be a good little venture someday down the road.
It'd be Mike and Carly Subaru BMW.
Thank you. I mean, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. But anyway. But yeah, I just think it's dumb that they don't want people to say their name as often as possible. Not that they necessarily need the extra advertisement, but you know what? With all the like youngins and the iPad babies and stuff, maybe you do. Maybe you do.
Maybe you do. Let's see how you do without Taylor Swift.
Yeah, right.
Whenever they break up. Mm-hmm. What was the joke that I saw? Travis Kelce to his teammates.
Right.
At the beginning of the game. Hey guys, Taylor says she's going to break up with me if we lose. So I need you to do me a solid. Anyway, Brushbuck Wildlife Tours in Jackson Hole and beyond has personally, Amber, the owner, personally invited us to come and take a tour.
Which also, thank you, Amber. That sounds very cool and fun.
Can't wait. We'll book it this week. Mm-hmm. We had two options, winter and summer. But you want to go, I think, at the beginning of the summer season.
Yeah.
Because
late spring. I want to go either like late spring, or early summer, because I want to be around when all of the critters are having babies so I can see some baby critters.
Yellowstone babies.
Like,
sounds like a cartoon series.
You know, actually, that would probably do even better than the Napoleon Dynamite cartoon series that went on here in Idaho.
Like a little baby Yogi Bear.
Yeah. I love that. Hey, that's boo-boo. Cute. Yeah. You know, you could have that white buffalo as a little cameo on some of the episodes. Yeah. It'd be cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just, as much as I love critters, I love baby critters even more. They're so freaking cute.
Last episode, we gave you a sneak peek of the Idaho Falls Community Survey.
Very exciting.
Because Carly got a card.
I did. It's so cool and prestigious. I love it.
And now they've posted the survey link on the City of Idaho Falls Facebook. Mm-hmm. So I feel like now's the time we can take it. Do you want to do it right here on the show?
I think we should.
I don't know how incredibly boring it's going to be. Meh. It might be pretty boring.
It could be. Now, one thing that I think is really cool, too, is that I'm going to be using my link that I got in the mail.
Your special link.
Yeah, my special link. And you're going to be using the general one.
Yes.
So we'll be able to see if there are any differences between the two. Mm-hmm. And it'll be kind of a good... Mostly it's so that I can feel special and feel like I contributed an extra amount.
Sure, yeah, because that's a specific link, whereas mine is the common people link, the great unwashed. So,
yeah.
I'm screen recording right now. Let's throw it up. And you want to take the quiz?
Yes,
I do. I mean, I'm sorry, survey?
Yeah, same thing.
Okay.
Words mean nothing.
Here it is, open to all residents. Okay, and it looks like I might need to create an account. I don't know. They're using Polco, which I assume is a polling company. Mm-hmm. One of the first rules of naming, say what you are.
Yeah.
I love it, Polco. Do you live within the city limits of Idaho Falls? Yes. Question, that was easy. Mm-hmm. Question two. Okay, I see. Like you were talking about last episode, it's rate these on a 4-point scale. Fifth choice is I don't know. Aspects of the quality of life in Idaho Falls. Now, I'm just going to blaze through them and give them all excellence.
Well, I mean...
I love it here.
Well, sure.
Place to live, neighborhood, place to raise kids, place to work, place to visit, place to retire, quality of life, sense of community. All excellent, City of Idaho Falls.
Okay, wait. Hear me out. Now, I agree that Idaho Falls is a great place to be. I'm also very happy I'm here. And... I love Idaho Falls so much that I want to do what I can to help it improve where and when it can.
She's going to grade harder than me, just like you did on the Girl Scout cookies.
I am, because I want things to get better. I want things to be good for everyone.
Now rate each of the following characteristics as they relate to Idaho Falls as a whole. Economic health? I'm going to give that a good, because as we've talked about, we need to pay our people more.
Yes.
Transportation? Sure, it's fine. Overall design or layout? Okay, good. Quality of the utility infrastructure? Fantastic. Feeling of safety? Great. Quality of natural environment? Excellent. Quality of parks and rec? Sure, fantastic. Overall health and wellness opportunities? Good.
Oh, listen to you go.
Overall opportunities for education, culture, and the arts. I'm going to say fair. We need more.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, especially because a lot of it is sort of behind a paywall. Although I will say the library here is excellent.
Yeah.
I love our library. I love all the little programs they have. And the folks that work there work really hard to bring them, like to bring people things that they actually want.
Residents' connection and engagement with their community. The only reason I'm going to put good instead of excellent is I'm going to say the quiet part out loud and say sometimes there's a divide.
Yeah.
There's a divide between the haves and the have-nots, like I think in any place, but also LDS and non-LDS.
Yeah.
You'll see that after every general conference, we got one coming up first weekend in April, your good LDS friends will post things like, hey man, I'm just reaching out and letting you guys know I love you, no matter what religion you are, and that kind of stuff. And I think that's cool. I also think non-LDS people need to be more receptive to LDS people.
Yeah, I could see that.
Okay.
And I kind of get it, too, because a lot of the folks who are non-LDS were at one point LDS, so they're probably a little over it, you know? But as someone who falls into that category, I agree with Mike that we need to, you know, be welcoming to those who were at least somewhat like us at one point.
Come on, people, now. Let's get together. Smile on your brother and love one another. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Whatever the hell that song is. Hey, by the way, show your laptop real quick.
Oh, yeah. You like this?
It's Carly's laptop.
So here's the thing. So I want a laptop that's popular enough that I can go online and get cheap accessories for it. And I don't want to buy a MacBook or a Samsung thing because they're always so stupidly overpriced.
You don't want to pay a premium for name.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, and also, frankly, a lot of them are not as good as people think they are. You know, this mofo has an i7 processor and a terabyte hard drive. Like, it's pretty great. And it was only like $600-700. So, you know, it'd be so great if this one had the primo little snap-on cases that every MacBook has. But in lieu of that, I found a really bitchin' sticker. So, you know, gotta do what we can when we can.
It's very pink.
It is. You know, it's a little too bright pink for my taste, but since it's a rose, I gave it a pass.
It's, yeah, it's a rose and it's got some light pink in it.
Yeah.
Question 4, please indicate how likely or unlikely you are to do each of the following. Recommend living in Idaho Falls to someone who asks. Very likely.
Very likely. I agree with that.
Remain in Idaho Falls next 5 years. Very likely. Question 5. Rate how safe or unsafe you feel in the following things. In your neighborhood. In downtown Idaho Falls, there was a shooting. I'm going to keep that in mind. From property crime, very safe. Violent crime, very safe. Fire, flood, other natural disaster. Yep, no hurricanes here.
I was going to say, that's one really great thing about Idaho is we don't have to worry about earthquakes. We don't have to worry about hurricanes. We don't even really have tornadoes.
What we do have to worry about is the Yellowstone caldera.
Yeah, but
and if
least...
that goes...
Exactly. If that goes, it won't really matter.
We'll be like billionaires in a submarine.
Yeah.
We won't even feel it.
Yeah. Plus, in the meantime, we don't have to deal with roaches, which is also a pretty big bonus if you ask me. And also, our spiders are not that bad.
Right. Yeah. Hobos sometimes.
Yeah. Could be much worse.
Please rate the job. Question 6. You feel the Idaho Falls community does at each of the following, making all residents feel welcome? I don't know.
Yeah.
So this is my opinion, huh? I'll say good. We could be better.
Yeah.
Attracting
especially
people
from California.
Yeah.
I think we actually very, very carefully make sure that they don't feel welcome.
That's
which is sort of a shame.
We see those comments on our posts about unrelated stuff.
All the time.
All the time. Attracting people from diverse backgrounds. I'm going to say good. Valuing, respecting residents from diverse backgrounds. I'm going to say good. And here's why. I don't think that there's a lot of racists here. I feel like there's a lot of people who just haven't had experience with diversity.
Yeah.
Persons of color.
Kind of like what we talked about before. I don't think that the people who are racist in this area are racist out of malice. I think that they tend to be racist out of ignorance.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, heteronormative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Taking care of vulnerable residents.
Oof.
I think we do a good job of that.
You know, I think we could do a little bit better. I think especially with like unhoused people, I think that's a metric that we could do a lot better on.
I'm going to peek ahead here and see. Okay, yeah, we're never going to get through this. So question eight, please rate, sorry, seven, please rate each of the following in the Idaho Falls community. Overall quality of business and service establishments. Yeah, we could do better. Variety, we could do better. Mm-hmm. Vibrancy of downtown, we could do better. Employment opportunities, I'm going to say fair to that.
Yeah.
Shopping opportunities, fair. Cost of living, fair.
Especially as a dude, your shopping opportunities are not nearly as good as mine. I feel kind of bad for you in that sense.
Overall image or reputation of Idaho Falls, I think, is good.
Yeah.
Please also rate each of the following in the Idaho Falls community. Traffic flow.
Well, you know, they really shouldn't have done this right at the same time that they were doing construction on Hit and on 17th. Mm-hmm. You know? If they would have just not done it right now, they probably would have gotten a much better score on that.
Traffic flow, fair. Public parking, fair. Ease of travel in Idaho Falls, good.
Yeah.
Public transportation, I don't know. I'll give them a, oh, no, I'll do don't know. Come on. Ease of travel by bicycle, don't know. No clue. Ease of walking, good. Well-planned residential growth.
You know, the thing about Idaho Falls is that it's spread out enough that walking is not always super viable, especially if you're going from like a, you know, a cul-de-sac or something to like a more businessy part of town.
Yeah. Preservation of the historical or cultural character of the community. All right. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to continue taking this survey, but now we're going to speed it up. All right, so that was a bad idea, but we will finish these after the show.
Yes, with glee.
Race, age, gender, how'd you hear about this survey? Do they even have Facebook? Oh, yeah, there you go. Boom, I'll check that one.
I hope so.
All right. And then boom, submit. So how many questions total? 35 questions.
There's a lot.
So I think it'll take you at least half an hour.
Right.
Maybe if you're being super thoughtful about it and interview family members of your household. Who's supposed to take it? The person who most recently had a birthday.
Which would be me.
Yeah.
I know. True. I was very excited about that.
Okay. I won't hit submit then.
Yeah.
Although we're in different households. So.
Yeah. No, we're fine.
Yeah.
But no, I loved that not only did it come to my house specifically, but it also basically specified me in it because it said it was the person who most recently had a birthday. So I was very happy about that. It was perfect.
All right. Here's your opportunity to give the city of Idaho Falls a piece of your mind. And be a good citizen at the same time.
Yeah, maybe even some nice kudos if you've, you know, been happy with them.
I hope it's okay, City of Idaho Falls. We'll put the link in our post, too.
Oh my gosh, could you imagine if one of the drop-down menu items was IFAF?
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
Maybe. Maybe next time.
Maybe.
Looking for a new restaurant for dinner? Feed the whole family at Red's Grill. Red's Grill is a delicious and affordable dinner hotspot.
Enjoy over 20 different gourmet burgers with tasty fries, fresh salads, sandwiches, and more. Like the Viking Burger, super stacked so high they have to spear it with a steak knife.
Feed the whole family affordably at Red's Grill inside the Shiloh Inn, Idaho Falls. Mention IFAF to get 20% off your entire meal. Alcohol not included, you party animal.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with unique homegrown hometown tea from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out Teton T-shirts. These exclusive designs are not available in gift shops.
So head to TetonT-shirts.com, link in post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike helps Idaho, and when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence, and we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
Looking to sell your home in 2025? Make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Link in post.
Ladies, go thrifting for the new year at Elsie's Closet Upscale Resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on blouses, sweaters, dresses, boots, and jewelry, knit cardigans, layering pieces, and bags, and now featuring Bumble and Bleach Soapery.
Elsie's Closet. Find trendy, sustainable fashion that's budget-friendly. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support. For Idaho Falls fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers, use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you want locally raised beef to feed your family through the winter? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound butcher boxes with steaks, roasts, and ground beef.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Proud to donate $500 to the Snake River Animal Shelter for every Spud Kings home game hat trick.
Idaho Falls, IFAF.
That's us.
The In Sound.
For who?
For the In Town.
What's that?
IF. Idaho, USA.
Oh, neat.
That was a fun one. I liked that one.
Yeah.
Lots of energy.
Very 4th of July-y.
Yeah. You
can be waving a flag.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, that's what that motion was.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Woo, woo, woo. All right. Have you heard about Coach Aaron Adams from Idaho Falls High School?
I've seen the posts on the Facebook machine, and that's about it.
A lot of people rallying behind him last week. Mm-hmm. We talked about Todd Kuhn's departure from Local News 8.
Right, right.
At the end of this week.
Mm-hmm.
And a quick reminder, buddy, our studio is wide open for you to come tell your side of the story. Anytime. After February 28th.
Yeah.
This Friday. We're here for you, bud. Okay, Idaho Falls High School volleyball coach Aaron Adams, I guess, got sat down in the office, in the principal's office. No, I don't know.
Do you think he got like called in front of the other students and they were like, ooh.
Right. Superintendent Carla LaOrange.
LaOrange?
LaOrange?
LaOrange. That's hard to say, LaOrange.
Didn't we have LaOrange?
LaOrange. Thank you. I couldn't make it happen with my mouth all of a sudden.
Didn't
that was
we have
really
an
hard.
Episode titled that?
I think we did.
I don't remember LaOrange. What that was about.
LaOrange.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't remember.
They said, we're moving in a different direction. They had that, that conversation.
Right, right.
That's always a fun one.
Yeah, kind of a blast.
And a lot of people are up in arms about it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it does seem kind of out of nowhere.
Right. So yeah. On November 30th, 2024, still on their Facebook, Idaho Falls High School Volleyball says, all conference honors dropped this week and the Tigers are represented on all fronts. Huge shout out to our head coach, Aaron Adams, for receiving Coach of the Year. He works so hard for this team and has turned this program into a legacy in just 3 years. We are so lucky to have him. Two exclamation points, one orange heart.
Oh, wow. Okay.
On November 30th.
Well, yeah, and especially where he won Coach of the Year. He's been there for 3 years.
Coach of the Year.
You know, it sounds like he's pretty well liked by his students and by the parents.
So what happened in December, January, and half of February?
Yeah.
Because I guess mid-February, they had this conversation with him. Hey, we're moving in a different direction. What? Away from the Coach of the Year?
Yeah.
You want to move in a direction opposite of that, do you?
I mean, I would think that there'd have to be something pretty big to get them to say, no, we don't want him here.
I would too.
You know?
So what was the big thing that happened? Is there something that we don't know?
Yeah.
Is there
clearly.
Like, did Aaron do something? And the only reason I bring that up is I don't think he did because he's like,
right.
All of these people
going on if he had,
right.
You know,
and he's weighing his options, I guess, What's next for him is to petition or have a meeting with the higher ups and go, hey, I didn't deserve this.
Yeah, right.
What the hell, guys?
See, I almost have to guess it was some kind of personality clash. You know, maybe he didn't get along with a certain person at the district or something like that, and that person is the one who brought the axe down.
That sounds right to me.
Yeah.
When an extremely talented person gets the axe, it's usually a personality conflict.
Yeah. I mean, either that or they did something horrific. But like we said, since there's no evidence of that, we have to go with the second most likely one.
And since he's obviously fighting for it.
Right.
And saying, no, guys, I do deserve this job.
Yeah.
I don't think he could have done anything.
Mm-hmm. See, that's kind of what you and I talked about the other day is like, the fact that he's standing up for himself and saying, no, no, this is not right. I should still get to be here. I think sort of counts as evidence toward him being innocent of any wrongdoing.
Yeah.
Because if you knew that you did something wrong that you could get in big trouble for, I don't think that you'd be willing to stick your neck out to say, I don't deserve to be fired. Just like, I think you'd be so excited to get off without any other consequences that you'd be like, all right, this is fine.
Right.
You know?
Thanks, guys, and sort of sneak away with your tail between your legs.
Right, right.
But he's not doing that, and neither is the community. They're rallying behind him. Listen to some of these rave reviews here saying, Idaho Falls, we're losing more than just a coach. We're losing a mentor, a leader, and a man who has given his whole heart to our kids in this community. There are coaches out there that just do their job, and then there are coaches like Erin Adams who change lives.
Well, and she's got a point there, too. I mean, especially
within... What a glowing review.
Well, and especially within the public school system, a good teacher or a good coach can be the difference between a student staying and graduating or leaving, you know?
I mean, we've all seen... We've all been to the movies.
Right? Yeah, we've seen, like...
Stand and Deliver.
Yeah, The Blind Side.
Rudy.
I mean, I guess that's not really a teacher, but kind of.
She's the Man. No, that's
what's
not
the one? It's like Friday night. It's not Friday Night Lights, but it's like that.
I don't know.
Remember the Titans.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Denzel, right?
Yeah.
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 We know the impact that coaches can have on people not only. Oh, did you say The Blind Side?
I did.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Although she's not really his coach.
Well, so. No, not really. And I guess he sued the family and said, yeah, they just. Anyway, I don't think that had a happy Hollywood ending.
Yeah.
But we've all seen the movies and how powerful a coach, a teacher, a mentor can be in not only changing the performance of the team, but the individuals personally.
Right.
On a personal level.
And on the opposite side of that, a bad coach or a bad teacher can do a lot of damage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So do you really want to risk putting someone in there who's going to have that terrible ripple effect?
Well, and in almost anything, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know.
Right.
Right? Because at least you know how to deal with them.
Yes.
So they're like, it's the Drake meme. Coach of the year. we don't want any of that. Some new guy or gal.
Right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I don't really get that either.
Is it money?
It could be money.
Yeah, that's the other
thing. I could
see
that.
You know?
But also, considering how underpaid all of our public school teachers and coaches are, you know, is he really asking for an unreasonable amount or just an unreasonable amount for the school system?
Right. And not to tie this back to Todd Koons, but some asshat commented on Facebook like, oh, yeah, he wanted too much money. And he replied quickly, I think, not true. Didn't even have the chance. There were no negotiations.
Right.
Didn't have wasn't even given the opportunity for negotiations. So if you're a fan of Coach Erin Adams and you've been living under a rock and you're getting news from this show, God help you.
Yeah.
May he have mercy on your soul.
Also, this is not a news source. We're just here to like chit chat and be buddies.
A news source you can't trust. The petition to save Coach Erin Adams and his job. And I think some of his staff got the axe too. What? Anyway.
Crazy. Okay.
You can read all about that in the news. The petition is right here as a link in our post. Oh, yeah. So this poster says the same thing we just said. So we need to ask why. Why was a coach like this removed? What is Superintendent Carla Larange?
Larange.
going to do about it? Our kids deserve answers. Our community deserves answers. Go Tigers. Go get them, Tiger.
Well, and the big thing too is it seems like he doesn't even really have an answer.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if he can't answer it, then someone else needs to.
I'm even wearing black and orange on my shirt.
You sure are.
As a show of solidarity. No, this shirt, of course, is a tribute, a callback, an homage to. Mm-hmm. Do you recognize this logo, Carl?
I think I might.
It's a tribute to the Food Hub 208 truck.
Yes, obviously. What else could it possibly be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really enjoy their food.
Yeah.
And their truck. And their logo so much that we appropriated it and made it our own.
I mean, their food is pretty damn good.
So popular, so famous. Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the way, speaking of naughty things, I had to do a count last episode.
Oh, yeah?
On all the f***s.
Oh, yeah?
17.
17 is pretty damn good.
17 f***s.
You know, I kind of thought it was going to be more.
One f**k.
I sort of thought.
Two f**ks.
That was actually really 17. Good. That was a really good little impression you had there.
Thank you. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I was sort of guessing it was going to be more in the 30 range. So I thought 17 was pretty good. Then again, it does make me wonder how many you cut out.
I think I left them all in.
Okay.
And bleeped them with the duck.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, sort of auto-corrected it like your iPhone does.
Right.
Although my iPhone doesn't correct that word anymore. I wonder what that says about me.
I've got a couple like that too. Hmm. Oh, the one thing that pisses me off though is when it auto-corrects a word, like it stops auto-correcting a word that you need it to, like restaurant.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No one can spell restaurant right the first time. It's very difficult.
Hang on. I had such a difficult time spelling restaurant. I've got a hack for you.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I mean, I think I have one too, because I also had that problem, but I want to hear yours.
It's Resta, you rant.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
See,
if you've ever ranted about a restaurant, whether it was on Yelp or to a person.
Right. That's fair. Okay.
You rant.
Yeah. Actually, that's a really good way of doing it.
It's just like, you know, remember when Jim Carrey said, be a beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's what I think every time I spell the damn word.
Yes. Yeah. That's actually totally fair. See, in my head, when I'm spelling it, I say it restaurant, because then, you know, like the A-U is our.
Yeah. Yeah, like an Australian saying no.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, and one other, I thought we were done with follow-ups, but one other thing I wanted to mention about last episode. You were right. I was wrong.
Oh, it's so good to hear that.
In that, yes, the kookaburra sound that they use for, and they've been using it since, there was a show in the 50s called Flipper.
Oh, yeah, that sounds right.
They call him Flipper. Uh-huh. Flipper, faster than lightning. It's very frightening. No, I don't know what the hell the rest of the... I just went from the Flipper theme to Bohemian Rhapsody. But so they've been using a kookaburra sound sped up, like you presumed.
Well, and I think I had said...
You were correct.
To be fair, I was kind of wrong because I think I was talking about them raising the pitch of it. Instead of speeding it up.
Okay.
But the speeding it up kind of makes...
When you speed it up, it does go up in pitch. There are actually pieces of equipment. Oh, like, hang on. Can I do? Yeah. Oh, no. Because that's this one.
I'm going to sneeze.
This button right here. Go ahead and sneeze.
I can't. It's because I said it. I hate it when that happens. You know, I think you posted it. It was this little video of a cat, and you could tell that they were going to sneeze, and they sort of did the thing of like, yes. I'm going to sneeze, but then it didn't happen, and then finally he did. Yeah.
So satisfying, right?
The relief on his little face. I could really connect to that.
Uh-huh. Let me see if effect. So how do I edit it? You dick bag? You bag of dicks? How can I edit this effect?
You big old bag of dicks?
Yeah, what... Oh, no. Okay, so I'd have to do a lot of work, but to illustrate the same concept, this one changes the pitch without changing
the speed.
There we go.
And that's how you get the Satan voice. I'm not doing anything differently.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Here, wait. Out of curiosity, can you, in the same moment, pitch yours really low and mine really high?
No.
Darn.
Because this cheap-ass board can only do one effect at once.
That's such a bunch of crap.
Hey, but it's got this built in.
Oh,
my Lord.
You know, we should really use that more. That. Was that a little loud for
Start
you?
Start the show with that.
That sounded, that I could hear that over here, so I'm sure that was pretty loud for you.
Ow. And you wonder why I sometimes go, what?
Yeah, right.
A few years of this.
Yeah.
I've had just a few. A few. All right. Where the hell were we? So you were right. It sped up. That's the same. In fact, I could tell you probably it's the Hollywood Edge collection of sound effects that is most commonly used. I used it for years in radio.
Right.
And I'd like car door shutting, children giggling.
Yeah.
Yep, that's CD 15, that cut 5.
Wilhelm Scream or Wilhound or whatever.
Wilhelm Scream.
Yes.
That's actually a different production company, but yeah, same concept.
Okay.
If you don't know movie sound effects, you probably know the Wilhelm Scream because I think there's been plenty of TikToks on it.
Right.
But yeah, the
or
dolphin.
Even just like the cat.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a big one.
And glass crash.
Yes.
Yep, that's a big one. But the dolphin for Flipper and in movies and for the SpongeBob swearing sound effect and our sound effect for extended swearing is indeed a kookaburra, as you said, sped up. Okay.
I love that. Which makes sense, too, because I've heard a kookaburra, and they don't sound like that.
Right.
Actually, while we're back in follow-up and land, we should mention that we finished Kevin Can F*** Himself.
Yes!
Yeah. I was really impressed, personally.
I would have to say it ended in a satisfactory and unexpected manner.
Yes.
Never saw it coming.
Right. Yeah, I thought it was really good.
Interesting show.
The other thing, too, was that... So, I knew that it had been like kind of canceled earlier than they'd anticipated. So they had to wrap it up in one season after only one season. So it was a whole two seasons worth of show. And I was kind of thinking like, how are they going to make this work?
The whole time I was like, there's no way this can possibly end well.
Right. Well, and wrap up in a good way that I'm going to like, I don't care if it ends well for the characters, but I want to feel like it ended well. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was nice to see where all the dominoes fell.
Mm-hmm. Big Idaho news this past week.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a biologist.
Or a critter lover, like me.
Right here.
Love me a critter.
We've got a new squirrel.
Yeah.
And it's right here in East Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Snake River Plains Ground Squirrel.
They look a lot like prairie dogs.
Look at this cute thing.
Right. He's very cute.
It's not a highfalutin tree squirrel. No, no. Mm-hmm.
No, no, no. He doesn't look down upon you like he's so much better than you.
It's a small, pale brown squirrel. You'll see its ears are just teeny cute little stubs.
Yeah, yeah.
And the tail, kind of the same way. Not much of a tail either.
Mm-hmm.
But what the Snake River Plains ground squirrel is here's one of its attributes, an amazing hibernator.
Good for them. Man, see... That's what I want on my tombstone. I want to be so good at napping.
You do such a good job, seepy-seeping. Just like most Idahoans in the middle of winter.
Yeah, I would agree. And all of my pets. So, you know, just last weekend, I actually had a little more time at home than usual. Those three are so lazy.
They sleep like there are more than 24 hours in a day.
Yeah.
I think they sleep 28 hours a day.
I think they do. Well, and the crazy thing is they also sleep all the way through the night with me.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd think that they'd have lots of energy for the day, but no, they don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one reason I don't tend to make my bed is because when I get out of bed, my pets don't.
Oh, yeah. They're bricks weighing it down. It's like if you had cinder blocks on your bed in three different spots.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So a researcher at the University of North Carolina, Greensboro, that's UNCG, Brian McLean, worked over the course of years, he says more than a decade, to identify this thing, Eurocitellus idahoensis.
That's pretty cool.
That's the genus and species, yeah.
I like that.
But we know it as the Snake River Plains ground squirrel now.
Uh-huh. Also, can I just say, what a shame it is that his last name is basically McLean. And he didn't go into some kind of like, I don't know, cleaning sciences. Like the fact he's not like a soap maker.
Or don't people who don't biologists who discover certain species get to name it after themselves?
I think sometimes.
Shouldn't it be the Eurocitellus idahoa McLeanus?
or something. That'd be pretty cool, huh?
So I guess the reason we're discovering, Brent, there are what, 430 mammals in the U.S.? Did I say that? Seems like a low number.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like that many.
But the reason we're discovering new mammals is because this looks a lot like other ground squirrels, I guess.
It looks a lot like a prairie dog for sure.
Yeah, he had to do a ton of DNA testing.
Yeah.
To figure out, nope, this is a brand new thing.
Yeah, which is kind of neat to think of.
And it's localized right around here, a pretty small strip of land right around the Snake River.
That's cool.
Here in East Idaho.
I love that.
Yeah.
We've got some special little buddies in the area.
And he's an excellent hibernator.
I love that. Well, and you know, he'd have to be because how is he going to survive these stinking winters otherwise?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I sleep more when it's cold out.
He said they run around. They live in colonies. They're above ground eating and mating.
Ooh.
Look away. They're active.
I love that they leave the house for that.
They're true. Yeah. Let's go have some outdoor sex. You can hear them often before you see them.
Ooh, I wonder what they sound like.
Yeah, no, I wish we had some.
Yeah, we might have to find a little sound effect for later.
It might be too early to Google them.
Probably.
But here's you know, Brian McLean thinks he's such a smart guy. He actually get
Doctor
this.
Doctor Brian McLean, but okay.
Got the Snake River Plains ground squirrel mixed up with the Paiute squirrel. What an idiot. Jeez.
Wow. What a distinct difference.
Can you imagine? So Brian McLean for giving us the Snake River Plains ground squirrel. You, sir, are IFAF this week. Crisp high five. Whoosh. 21 finger gun pew, salute pew. And chef's kiss.
To you for giving us another critter to care about.
Oh, is it treat time again?
It sure is.
The jingle is jingling.
It's treat time. Such a neat time. Better than smelling feet time.
Today we're trying Wendy's new limited edition Girl Scout Thin Mint Frosty in chocolate.
It's treat time.
Well, that just looks delicious.
Doesn't it?
So we've tried the Girl Scout cookies for 2025. Thank you, Kim, who is now friends with us on Facebook.
Love that, by the way. Thank you.
Tell all the Girl Scouts' parents.
Yeah, not the kids.
About this show.
Yeah.
And she sent us a big box. Thin Mints are one of the ones we got to try.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
always
they rated
classic one.
Pretty high up there. Yeah. And now Wendy's is doing a collab with the Girl Scouts. And they've got this Thin Mint Frosty. I can't wait.
They sure do. And because, so now here's one cool thing about this is that it does come in chocolate and vanilla.
Okay.
Now, I chose to get the chocolate one.
Yeah.
Because A, I only have so many cup holders in my car, so I wasn't going to get both. Sorry.
Thank you for running that over here.
But also because I figured that the chocolate one was more accurate to the cookie. Now, I'd like to give you the honor of the first bite.
My goodness, I cannot believe this.
Yeah, mostly because I know that you tend to prefer Thin Mint and chocolate more than I do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like to see the joy on your face sometimes when you enjoy something delicious.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know whether to slurp or scoop.
I think the whole point is that you got to do a little bit of both.
Why not both?
Yeah. Ooh, watch out for that little stalactite.
I'm tempting fate, huh? Is it a stalactite or a stalagmite? Oh, man, that's good. Oh, hell.
I told you.
I did it.
I told you.
I dripped it on my shirt.
I think stalactite are the ones that come down from the ceiling.
I apologize for the slurping sound earlier.
Because I think the way I remember them from science is like the stalactite holds on tight to the ceiling. I don't know.
Anyway. That's really good. And so is the part I just picked up off my shirt.
I'm going to try to get a little scrapey of the side chocolate stuff because I'm guessing that's where all of the minty flavor is. Because I think that the main, the chocolate part in it is just a chocolate frosty, I'm assuming.
Okay. Oh, well, I didn't do that. I want to do that.
Mm. Mm.
Is that indeed?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shoot. I don't know how to frosty, apparently. If we were really frosting, we'd have some fries,
right?
With this,
yeah. Sorry, I should have thought.
They'd be cold and stale by now.
Yeah, right. That's true. Well, and also then Rango would not have left me alone because anytime I've got fries, I've got Frenchie fries for a Frenchie guy. So,
oh pow, you are you are absolutely right. So if you're eating the frosty, make sure to scrape some of that
little
chocolate
side stuff, yeah,
off the side of the cup.
Now, I'm pretty sure that those have actual Thin Mints in them. Like, do you feel that crumbly texture in there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that is a real Thin Mint. I mean, honestly, as someone who doesn't love chocolate mint that much, doesn't even like chocolate ice cream that much, this is pretty damn good.
And props to Wendy's for figuring out, because they only have two Frosty machines at any given time.
Right.
Typically, they're for chocolate and vanilla. Mm-hmm. So when they have a specialty flavor, either chocolate or vanilla goes missing.
Mm-hmm.
But they figured out how to keep chocolate and vanilla.
Right.
And just coat the inside of the glass.
I know. Isn't that genius?
Brilliant.
Now, I don't know if that's what they do for like the pineapple Frosty, for example, the SpongeBob one. But I think
I think they had to change one out.
Well,
Or do you think they put the flavoring in? Goo. And then just did vanilla ice cream on top of it?
You know, now that I say it, I don't know. But I kind of think that there was some goo involved.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe I should have tried it before I ran goo. My mouth. but anyway, you want another bite?
I would love one.
I had a feeling.
It's just fantastic, you guys.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Bravissimo.
I remember when they first introduced the vanilla Frosty. It was the happiest day of my life. Because I was never a big fan of the chocolate Frosty. Like, right. It was fine.
No one remembers chocolate Frosties were first.
Yes, absolutely they were. You know, the thing is, as a kid, like, I just wanted a sweet little treat at the end of my meal. So I was going to take anything, even if it was chocolate, you know. But when they came out with the vanilla one, I was in heaven. It was such an exciting day for me.
Oh, speaking of bravissimo, Thomas Heuser, the conductor of the Idaho Falls Symphony, he commented on our post.
Oh, I love that. That's fun. And he did such a great job, by the way.
You really did, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You killed it. And the two ladies you had singing.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
They were killer. That was such a good time.
My favorite Red Dress concert so far. And Jesse Nichols, who also modeled at the Museum of Idaho grand opening.
Right. We have a picture of her at that one, too, which is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was really funny that we could sort of follow it up by taking another picture with her.
Right.
Yeah.
How many more times are we going to run into her this year? If you need a model for your event, it has to have Jesse Nichols. Okay.
Yeah, she's great.
So before we GTFO, what's coming up?
So we've got a couple of really fun ones coming up this weekend. Now, I personally don't know if you necessarily have to choose. I think you could try to find a way to squeeze them both in, but you may want to in order to get the most out of them. The first one is the Snake River Youth Hockey Association and Idaho Falls Figure Skating Club presenting their very first annual fundraising gala. It is going to be Roaring Twenties themed, which I think is always super fun.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we went to the Chamber of Commerce Speakeasy Soiree for their 120th. Yes.
Well, and especially while we're in the 20s, we kind of have to keep that going for a minute.
There's a reason I'm holding this, by the way.
There sure is. Mm-hmm. Now, that's going to be going on from 6 to 11 p.m. this Saturday at the Hilton Garden Inn. And then you also could go to or could choose to go to the Slumber Party Supersonic Journey at the Yoga Wellness Connection. Now, the fun thing about that is that this is kind of a two-dayer because it is an overnight stay. You will want to make sure that you bring your PJs and an overnight bag and probably an air mattress, too, while you're at it. That's going to be going on from 9 p.m. Saturday to Sunday, the next day at 9 a.m. So it's a 12-hour experience.
You know I love sound.
Yes.
I've even thought about becoming a sonic tourist.
Yes.
I've got a couple of destinations in mind, including a carousel in Minneapolis somewhere, some park somewhere that has a band organ.
Oh, that sounds super cool.
But they're going to have a Tibetan sound drum and what is it called?
A sound bowl.
Sound bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So what I really wanted to get when we were in Bozeman, Montana, I forget what episode that was, last summer at some point, what I really wanted to get was a crystal one, but I got one of these metal ones.
Yeah.
And you know what these are. So let me see if I can get it going here.
Well, especially because the crystal ones are kind of spendy and you can't, like, you know, for a first timer, we thought it would make more sense to start with a beginner set.
Mm-hmm. I wish I would have gotten the crystal one though. So it's one of these. Wait, that was weak sauce. Let's try it again. And then you can go around and keep the sound going. I don't know if my mic's picking it up.
I can hear it.
But you can create this sort of resonating sound that comes out. The sound that comes out, and it's supposed to be at certain, I don't know, ohm frequencies.
Right.
mm-hmm. really get you calm and shit.
Yeah.
So namaste, motherfuckers.
And basically, it sounds like they're going to be using those and a number of other instruments throughout the night to create a very peaceful slumber atmosphere. Sounds kind of cool to me. Now, it is, let's see here.
I'd still be worried about farting in my sleep.
Yeah, there that. You know what? That's a really good point. That's a good word.
Don't not go on account of that.
Right. You'll probably be fine. And plus, I mean, maybe it's just another instrument. Right. It's called a butt trumpet.
The night fluffer.
But yeah, tickets for that range between $66 to $88 per person. And then next
weekend.
And then
like breakfast in the morning and stuff.
Yeah.
So they don't just kick you out. You don't have to do the walk of shame.
Oh, yeah. No, it looks like they do tea and breakfast. So like you've got, you probably have a really nice little pre-bedtime chamomile and then some like eggies in the morning.
Nice.
Yeah. I think it sounds actually, honestly, of the two, that one sounds really fun to me, which is shocking because you know I love a themed party.
That's true.
Yeah. But also I never get to wear my pajamas out and I have some really cute PJs. So. All right. And then next weekend, we have some options too. ACT is going to be having the Wind in the Willows at the Thunder Ridge Performing Arts Center.
Jacob Meldrum.
Always super fun.
As Rat.
Yeah. I love a little community theater. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just fun. It's nice. And honestly, I feel like especially around here, people do a really good job.
We do. We have some very talented people.
Yeah. So that's going on through March. So sorry, from March 6th through the 11th. We also have one of my favorites, the Furball 2025 Rock Out With Your Paws Out coming up. That's going to be next Saturday, March 8th at the Snake River Event Center. It looks like it's going to be going on from 7 to 9. It'll be a fun little party. We'll all get to hang out and, you know, raise some funds for the animals.
Mm-hmm. And just confirmed, we will be attending courtesy of, yes, our friends at Virgin River Land and Cattle Company.
Just the nicest people.
Lane and Whitney, thanks for inviting us again this year. You guys are fantastic.
And, you know, I'm really looking forward to the dessert auction. Uh-huh. That was really fun last year. And I can't wait to see what's on the table this year.
It's so much fun. And link in post if you want to go as well. That's our show. Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Toodaloo, my dudes. Idaho Falls Community Survey. Fill it out and have it your way. Speak your mind with impunity. Raise your voice and sing this tunity. Best of Idaho Falls on this episode, fur and balls, drink some Doom water, be a smarty, sleep over sound bath, slumber party, wearing a shirt about food hub trucks, counting all of them 17 ducks. Idaho Falls coach reinstate, Snake River Plains squirrel hibernate. Idaho Falls Community Survey. Do it all, don't do it halfway. Back to the work ranch ain't as fun as IFAF number 81. We're your Wendy's frosty confidant, spelling beautiful in restaurant. Idaho Falls Community Survey. Hey-oh. Heed the call and do it today. Hi-oh. From many voices we will find unity. Hey-oh. Then drink a beer at the saloon. Hi-ya!